Hamora Boros is San Francisco-based visual artist Peter Hudson's third large-scale stroboscopic zoetrope for Burning Man's celebratory discovery and innovation. Hamora Boros sleeps idly until participants learn how to generate the power of its revolution. Participants are an integral part of Hamora Boros. If they don't work, it doesn't work. Ouroboros is a Greek word meaning tail swallower and depicts the form of a snake biting its tail. It symbolizes resurrection as the serpent is reborn each time it sheds its skin, the cycle of life and death, and the harmony of opposites. Peter Hudson's Ouroboros takes the zoetrope to a pliosized level, and although he prefers participants discover and interact with the piece on their own without preconceived notions, suffice it to say, like his earlier zoetropes, Ouroboros will make you wonder if you can trust your own eyes. Just how does he do that? A zoetrope is a device that produces an illusion of action from a rapid succession of static pictures. Traditionally, it consists of a cylinder with slits cut vertically in the sides. Beneath the slits, on the inner surface of the cylinder, is a band which has either individual frames from a video film or images from a set of sequenced drawings or photographs. As the cylinder spins, the user looks through the slits at the pictures on the opposite side of the cylinder's interior. The scanning of the slits keeps the pictures from simply blurring together, so that the user sees a rapid succession of images producing the illusion of motion, the equivalent of a motion picture. Zoetropes have the property of causing the images to appear thinner than their actual sizes when viewed in motion through the slits. The artist writes, "The tree of life, the tree of knowledge, the world tree, the tree is a symbol of our deep, wild subconscious, representing the natural world versus the man-made pillars of civilization. The apple is often associated with fertility and is also linked with the fall harvest. The apple of the Garden of Eden is the symbol of temptation and of original sin. Is the chimpanzee the primordial ancestor of humanity? Not Darwin with a glance toward creation. Oblivious to our man-made constraints, the monkey blissfully devours the apple. Why would God deny us knowledge? Is it not a man-made fear used for control? With our voracious appetite for information, have we technically surpassed our moral capacity? In spite of all the knowledge we've amassed, are we still monkeys? I hope to engage participants and take them to another realm. In that space, they can see quite literally that their actions have consequences. I hope that they will pause and reflect on what this piece means to them." Peter Hudson, a self-described autodidact, has been creating kinetic sculpture for Burning Man since 2000, including Deeper, Possession, Four-Way Stoplight, and Playa Swimmers.